Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314-117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference passed the bill.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this morning accused the United States of gangster-like hypocrisy for criticizing her country's failed launch of a military spy satellite that crashed into the sea after launch. Kim Yo-jong said North Korea's efforts to acquire space-based reconnaissance capabilities were a legitimate exercise of its sovereign right and restated the country's rejection of UN Security Council resolutions that ban it from conducting any launch involving ballistic missile technology. Today is June 1st, the traditional start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this one is expected to be less active than the past few years. Meteorologist Matt Hennig takes a look.
Forecasters are actually calling for a near average season this time around with 12 to 17 named tropical systems. 5 to 9 of those systems are forecast to become hurricanes, and 1 to 4 of those major hurricanes, meaning they are a Category 3 storm or higher at peak intensity.
The Atlantic hurricane season lasts until the end of November. I'm Skip Kelly.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. This is USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is speaking publicly for the first time about the violence in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend that he claimed would not happen before the three-day weekend. More than 50 people were shot over the holiday weekend, including 11 who died. Johnson said the violence this past weekend was a manifestation of community disinvestment, poverty, trauma that our city has struggled with for too long. End quote.
Building a safer Chicago means addressing the root causes of crime with a comprehensive and collaborative approach.
If you're unhappy with the state of the nation, you're not alone.
In a new Gallup poll, roughly 8 in 10 respondents expressed some level of dissatisfaction with the state of the nation. 18% said they are satisfied. That's about half of what the number usually is, around 35%. It's been below 20 since March. About a third of Democrats surveyed say they're all right with how things are in the country, while only 4% of Republicans could say the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An off-duty firefighter helped evacuate a Lakewood, Washington apartment building that was on fire.
West Pierce Fire and Rescue says the firefighters spotted the smoke and called 911. The apartments are located on 122nd Street Southwest near I-5 and 47th Avenue Southwest in Lakewood. The firefighter alerted residents and helped them evacuate. The firefighter was treated for smoke inhalation and taken to a hospital for evaluation. An investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. Brad Ford.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and reporting on all the wokistas and the insanity that's taking place. It's amazing, you know, just to sit and watch these brands blow themselves up. I mean, as if they've got, you know, trillions of dollars in the bank, billions of dollars. I mean, a zero here, a zero there. I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, the majority of Americans, yeah, they may have thought they're silent and they don't care. Well, guess what? They're voting in a way that is creating some pain for corporate America, and rightfully so, I might say, because it's hitting them right in the pocketbook. But regardless, boy, they're bound and determined to stay the course and hold to their self-described values, which has nothing to do with the fiduciary responsibility that they have for their stockholders. Well, the kitchen table activist Karen England is with us right now to talk more about that. Karen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about this insanity with Anheuser-Busch. I mean, what are they, $12 billion and counting now at loss?
Yes, it keeps going, and I hope it continues. As much as I hate to have, you know, it affect their workers,
exactly.
It's about time that people are standing up to them. And we're going into the summer, so it'll be interesting to see, with all of the different events people usually buy beer for, what this is going to do.
Yeah, they already blew past Memorial Day, right? They've lost all that income. But, you know, Karen, real quick, I'm so pleased that you mentioned the workers, because this is what makes me sad as well. Whether it's, you know, FBI agencies, other institutions that are compromised right now because of leadership, you know, we've got real people, you know, like you and me, working hard, providing for our families, and they're affected by these knuckleheaded decisions. And my hope and prayer is that they would somehow be protected, that maybe they can mount up a resistance from within the organization and take back their company. Because the fact of the matter is that you've got a, in this case, Bud Light or other Anheuser-Busch products that people have heretofore enjoyed, now are not enjoying it, and they're voting with their pocketbooks, and it affects a broad swath of people beyond, you know, the people in the executive suites.
No, exactly, and this is what's very sad about it and puts all of us in a really tough position. I'm sure there are a lot of single moms, single parents working at Target. So, you know, choosing not to go there might cost them their job. But I will say this is, I hope they're protected, but this is where we all need to stand up. If we're in a community and we know someone loses their job because of this or leaves, you know, working for Target, then we need to come alongside them. But this pushback to reclaim our country and to stop the overt satanic sexualization of our kids.
Yes.
It's going to take each and every one of us at each and every level of our involvement capacity, whether we're a worker and trying to do it from within or from the outside, and then join with the people that are being hurt because of it. Again, this is, we're in this for the long haul. This is a marathon, not a sprint. These progressives have been pushing the LGBTQ on us and taking over, you know, boards of corporations. We need to push back until, you know, culture is rid of this kind of it's so overt. And it's just shocking.
Well, it's all that and disgusting, Karen, as well. And as you know, I am equally surprised as you are as how quick this has happened. But this has been an infrastructure that they have been building up over the decades, dare I say. And it may now suddenly be manifested. And, of course, we're coming into June, and I'm sure Bud Light and all their executives sat around the table and said, well, look, at you know, we've got this incredible movement that's going on right now. We got, you know, Pride Month, 30 days, you know, still blows me away, being a former Marine, that we reserve one day to remember those that gave us the freedoms that we enjoy one day, but we're going to give 30 days for pride throughout our culture, which, you know, what's wrong with it? I mean, this thing is upside down, Karen.
No, it absolutely is. And what's interesting, you know, you said this has been going on for years. Coming from California, which is where our home office is, we've been trying to warn people, and everyone was thinking it was all about hyperbole.
Right.
And we told them, hey, this is a plan. This is a plan that they are implementing, and they are targeting our children. And, you know, COVID, it did some really great things, and one of them is it woke up America.
Yeah.
And the rest of us that are just going about our daily lives, you know, the activists have kind of taken over every part of our country. And, again, we need to push back. It belongs to all of us, not just the LGBTQ community. And you know, we need to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and this is it for me. The overt sexualization of our kids is outrageous, and it's harmful.
Well, Karen, it doesn't stop here at Target with what Target's doing, or I don't know if you saw the video. I had commented on it right away a couple of days ago when I first saw what happened at Disneyland, where you had this man with a mustache dressed up as a woman inviting young girls to come into a dress shop there at Disneyland. I mean, you know, so it was like, it's shocking, and people were like, well, what do you, and I go, check it out, and sure enough, now everybody is reporting on this. But you see, the thing is, it doesn't stop there, Karen, you know, because the end game for them, as disgusting as they may sound, is they want, you know, they want to sex your kids. That's what they want to do.
Absolutely. I just at a pastor's conference in California, and my topic was sexualization of our kids, and reading some of the documents that I couldn't read on air here, of that are laying out what their agenda is for even 4-year-olds. It's about time we wake up and realize we mean what they're saying.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones. There's no Calvary coming.
It's not. Right, right, exactly.
It's each and every one of us is going to have to take a stand.
Well, without a doubt, Karen, and thank God for your organization and you yourself for, you know, fighting the good fight here, because we've got to continue to sound this alarm, because people are thinking, oh, Bill and Karen, they're just being hyperbolic, you know, thinking that this is about our kids. No, look at, I mean, you know, I was just talking with Horace Cooper earlier this morning about this, is that here, you know, the left is so appalled by, you know, slavery and reparations and all this stuff that they want to talk about in the culture, but yet we have a wide open border and we got sex slavery going on, you know, within our country. I mean, and so with the sexualization, hypersexualization of this culture, it is not a big step, you know, to do the unthinkable. I mean, there is so many, there's so much that's happened in our culture that, you know, Karen, when you and I were growing up, we didn't even think about this stuff. This wasn't even a positive. You might see a weird comment in a movie that you go, well, what's that about? But no, now it's, as you said, it's so overt, and we can be thankful in one sense for COVID, for what the enemy meant for bad. You know, God turned it around and shined a light on it and has turned this into good, because, you know, the lies are being exposed, are they not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it, again, if they're proud of it, it's in your face. Are we going to believe them and push back, or are we going to let them have our children?
Yeah, this is the thing, you know, that they are proud about it. And even speaking with people who I know, as they refer, they're in the, in the G category, okay, in the gay category. They're insulted by the hijacking of this movement. And it even bothers them. This is how extreme that it is. Karen England is with us. She's the kitchen table activist, and we'll talk more with her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Independent, just wait, like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Karen England over there. She is the kitchen table activist. Karen, God bless you. I want to sincerely say that to you and to all the people who are part of your association here. that is fighting the good fight on behalf of our children. We have, as you and I were talking off air, the culture has accommodated people and call it for what it is. You want to call it sin, but this debased behavior that has just added to the eradication of any kind of moral compass. You know, our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And this is why our Constitution is imploding on us. This is why the behavior that is taking place and being manifested, you know, throughout this culture, it is absolute chaos and madness. You know, but for parents who, you know, like yourself and others who are taking a stand, and even for this network, I am grateful for this network. You know, we are an independent network, and we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And yes, we're having to bring up some, you know, some harsh things, but this is the truth of the matter. This is how, you know, how bad it's gotten. I mean, normally you and I wouldn't talk about some of these things in, as they would say, polite company, right? But now we have no choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I was at a pastor's conference again, mm-hmm. and I was going over the WHO document that from the World Health Organization and the UN and their guidelines for elementary school sexuality. And I couldn't believe the words I was saying to
Well, wait a minute. Stop. Just elementary sexuality.
Yes.
How can you say that in a sentence? Elementary
exactly.
sexuality, right?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And the teaching of it in the schools. And, mm. and I just don't know why anyone is continuing to leave their child in a sex education class. It clearly does not belong to the government. And the government clearly has crazy ideas about what our kids should be doing.
Right. Well, even in Florida, and, you know, they went nuts when Governor DeSantis, you know, set the line and said, you cannot sexualize the children, you can't talk about sex up until third grade. And I'm saying third grade, why not sixth grade? Why third grade? I mean, I still think that the children are still too young. And first of all, you know, I go back to the tradition that this is something that needs to be done in the household. This is the parents' responsibility, is to sexually educate their children, not some teachers, especially now in some of these classrooms. They're more concerned about having woke kids. I still see the image of this one teacher. I think it was a fourth grade teacher, and she was all proud that she could declare that 43% of her students in her classroom regarded themselves as trans. I go, what? I mean, of all things, I mean, you're going to tell me that just all of a sudden, you know, you pulled back the shroud and there's 43% of the kids. Who taught them that?
Yes. And someone needs to start asking, you know, who's drinking the water and where the water's coming from that 43% wake up one day and say, I'm trans, because no one is born in the wrong body.
Right.
I mean, common sense is, I can't even get into that, but you mentioned the schools and teaching. Mm-hmm. And in about 15 minutes, we're getting ready to blast an email out about exposing a teacher in California that is describing in a positive way anal sex and how pleasurable it can be. And so this is, again, are we going to believe them? They're telling us left and right the things they believe and the things they want to force on our children. When are we going to believe it and stand up and say, oh, no, you're not going to do this with my kids and my grandkids?
Exactly. What grade is this teacher in?
This is high school.
High school.
And this is in California. And I will say this is allowed by the law in California.
Right.
You know, it's allowed. It shouldn't be going on at all. But there's nothing that prohibits her from doing what she's doing in California law. And what happens in California doesn't stay in California. If you think you're in a red state and that you're safe, I can tell you you're not. I live in Tennessee now, and I can't tell you the kind of stuff that goes on here. It is exactly what has been going on in California.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to wake up.
Well, you and I talked about this off air. And when Bill Clinton was impeached, remember, depends what is, and I didn't have sex with that woman, he says, he points out. And it started a sexual revolution that got so underreported. Karen, I couldn't believe it, you know, what was going on. In fact, there were a couple gentlemen in the Christian community that just interviewed, and they only interviewed children who went to church, you know, these young girls, and what their definition of sex was. It wasn't about, you know, the traditional A and B, that was only sex. That's all they defined sex as. A goes into B, that's it. Anything else wasn't sex. And here you've got these young girls, dare you say, I mean, probably 9, 10, you know, teenagers that had gotten on this bandwagon and this revolution that kicked off. And it blew me away as to what was going on just even within the church and young girls of faith brought to you by the President of the United States. And, you know, and to your point, I believe the church was asleep at the wheel. I think it was so shocking that they just didn't know what to do about it. And that could have been the worst thing that ever happened. And dare I say, even now to this day, Karen England, there are young girls that carry with them, you know, the shame and the effects of what happened, 23 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. You have the President of the United States saying, you can engage in this and you're still not, you know, having sex.
Yeah.
And
right.
The media went with it and bought it, and that's all you heard. And then I remember, because our oldest was in high school at the time, and I remember, without parental notification, this long discussion about what went on with Bill Clinton and Diddy Lai and all of that. So you had the schools that were weighing in on it and their little cultural event classes. And just, you know, their way of defending Clinton. And it was just, it's crazy. And,
yeah.
You know, the consequences of that are really serious when it comes to our kids and their health, both mental and physical. And
exactly.
Emotional.
Yeah. Along and, just go in the lunch line and along with whatever's being served up for lunch, you know, here, have a condom or two.
Yep.
I mean, this is how disgusting this was and, the impact it's had. So really, we should not be surprised, Karen, that we find ourselves where we are today because we've accommodated this, and of course now coming up, 30 days of Pride Month, and what will be on display, whether it's at Dodger Stadium, what we see on TV, what's manifest, going to Disneyland, you know, which was once the happiest place on earth is what Walt Disney referred to it as, and now all this expression. This is really, it makes me sad. It truly makes me sad, and it concerns me dearly, for my grandkids and what they're being exposed to, because you want to be able to take them to Disney or take them to a ball game and think, okay, you know, this is a safe place. We're going to watch, we're going to have fun, family fun. Then all of a sudden you've got, the nuns of perpetual indulgence that, swear that we need to sin more often.
Yes, and you know what's crazy, and we're getting ready to expose this as well. In California, next week, they are going to honor them on the Senate floor. They're going to honor those people on the Senate floor. We have groomers. I know that sounds like hyperbole, but we have groomers that are pushing this stuff on our kids, and it's no longer the LA Dodgers. Now, I'm a Giants fan, so I didn't like the Dodgers anyway, but now I'm talking
okay.
about the LA groomers.
Right.
It really is true. It's like, how on earth did a baseball team think this is okay to shove in the face of the people?
Right. Well, you think they would have learned on another side, just with what happened with the NFL, right?
Yep.
You know, Colin Kaepernick did not advance the NFL. I still believe that he did a lot of damage. And I'll tell you, if you think not, there's a lot of wives of players who, you know, if they were allowed to speak out, would tell you very directly that it was a very costly adventure. And since then, they've kind of, you know, they put their heads down and said, okay, let's get back to playing football. And people have accepted that. But in some cases, like with Anheuser-Busch, and these other companies that have gone woke, they're going to find out that this is a costly adventure, because the people have said and are saying that, no, we've had enough of this. And the silent majority is waking up, and they can no longer stand to be quiet, can they?
No, they cannot. I'm so glad you are covering this stuff and encouraging the people to get involved. These are our kids, our country, and we need to reclaim it.
Website, 5 seconds, Karen. Where can they go?
Best place is porn. BornInSchools.com.
And Medicare is your
disabled activist
insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314-117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference passed the bill.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman joins us now, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's also senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the UN plotting its giant power grab to deal with global emergencies, and it seems like the Biden administration is more than willing to give up our sovereignty.
Yeah, it's a very troubling story, and I'm pretty amazed that I had to break the story. This is earth-shattering news, and nobody else was covering this, quite unfortunately. But this is a specific policy proposal put out by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, that would effectively put the United Nations and its specialized agencies in charge of emergency response, in charge of responding to crises, if the Secretary General determines that they are global in scope. And yet, as you read the policy proposal, you very quickly realize the emergency doesn't have to be global. It doesn't even really have to be an emergency. It could be economic crisis, climate change, environmental degradation. They even throw in a black swan event that we can't foresee for good measure. And they make very clear that national governments, right, nation states, the private sector, non-governmental organizations, all of them would have to submit to, in the words of the policy brief, the primary decision-making authority of the United Nations and its agencies.
Well, Alex, when I was looking into this, this seemed like a backroom deal that was being conducted, through the Biden administration. Where's Congress in all this?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I started reaching out to people on Capitol Hill, and there wasn't a lot of awareness of this, which, again, the media wasn't talking about it. So I did reach out to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, and I don't know how much he knew about this, but I sent him the documents, and he sent back a statement indicating that he was very concerned about this, that he was concerned about the implications for our sovereignty, about the possibility of Biden trying to advance his so-called climate change agenda without permission from Congress through the use of this mechanism that the UN was proposing. And so he indicated that he was very concerned about that. The Biden administration, I reached out to them as well, and the State Department sent me basically a canned response without even a named individual to attribute it to, just saying that, you know, the Biden administration believes that working through the United Nations is the best option for peace and security, things like this. So, in other words, they said they support it without specifically saying they support it, but it looks like this will move ahead come this September meeting in New York City when the UN General Assembly meets.
How can this possibly be constitutional?
Well, the short answer is that it's not. the powers that they are talking about through this mechanism, these are powers that the federal government itself doesn't have, right? If you read the U.S. Constitution, it specifically delegates certain responsibilities to the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. Constitution was a contract. It was a compact created by the sovereign states to delegate certain powers that they already had to their agent, the federal government. And the bulk of those powers can be found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They can operate a post office. They can create a navy. Congress can declare war, things like this. But these types of powers that are foreseen in this international mechanism that the Secretary General is proposing, those are powers far beyond anything that the states ever delegated to the federal government. And so the idea that the federal government can delegate powers that it doesn't have to an unelected body composed primarily of, you know, kleptocratic and dictatorial and autocratic governments is simply ludicrous. It's preposterous. Mm-hmm. And yet that hasn't stopped them before.
Well, Alex, this is kind of the panacea for, you know, the uniparty, primarily driven by the Democratic Party, that wants full control. They don't want debate. You know, this whole process, the Constitution, it moves too slow for them. This is why in many cases they seem to be ignoring it time and again. They figure it's not even a matter about, you know, asking, you know, for forgiveness on the other end. They just move with hubris and an arrogance that is just incomprehensible. But it's a power force in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, they're attacking us on so many fronts. They know that there's nobody who can keep track of all this. Not even members of Congress with huge staffs can keep track of all of the different assaults on our constitutional system, on the sovereignty of our states, on the rights of individuals. It is coming at us from all fronts. So in parallel with this power grab that the Secretary General is proposing, the World Health Organization is working on, first of all, the International Pandemic Treaty, which now they're calling the Accord so that they don't have to get it ratified by the Senate. They're also working on amendments to the international health regulations to further empower the World Health Organization. At the same time, they're using all of these different federal regulatory agencies to just drown the American people in regulations that undermine our property rights, our free speech rights, our rights to make our own economic decisions, our rights to run our families and our companies as we see fit. So the barrage is just so enormous that there's nobody who can keep track of it. It's just out of control.
Exactly. Well, when it comes to the pandemic, I mean, let's look back in the last 2.5 years. The WHO, United Nations, they did such an awesome job. I mean, we shouldn't even think twice about turning over our freedoms and having them control something like the pandemic because of what they demonstrated to us for 2.5 years, right? Surely I jest.
Oh, it's so hilarious. Right? And we all recognize that. Even the branch COVIDians recognize this. I mean, the World Health Organization was telling us that, that COVID doesn't transmit between humans. So Trump is a racist for trying to shut down travel from China. Whoops. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at every step of the way, they've been totally wrong. We now have the studies showing that the lockdowns were a total failure. These were pushed by the WHO. The injections, total failure. Right? At best, the best thing you can say about them is that they were a total failure. Never mind the complications, the side effects, the myocarditis and all the rest of it. On every front, they could not have been more wrong. The idea that we should give them more power, it's almost so ludicrous you could laugh about it, except the implications are so serious.
Well, and as you say, what is coming out now with these vaccinations is that they have been inculcated with stuff that's dangerous and it's killing people.
Absolutely. And we now know from the documents that are coming out that Pfizer knew this, that the FDA knew this, that they wanted to kind of slow walk the release of these documents over a period of 75 years because they didn't want us to have the smoking gun evidence. But the truth is, a lot of people were warning about this from the start. In fact, I interviewed many of them and did my best to get the news out to the public. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert.
Exactly.
Over and over again, people tried to warn us, and they were silenced and suppressed on orders from the World Health Organization. So we have a crisis here, and the crisis is not climate change or international emergency pandemics. The crisis is globalism and out-of-control government.
Well, like you say, it's amazing to me that these agencies and organizations have any standing whatsoever. Like you said, you know, the WHO, CDC, you know, the United Nations, Facebook even, all the social media entities that shut people like you and I off for talking to, you know, talking to our audiences and our constituency based on information that we were getting from the ground floor from doctors who were there in the midst fighting COVID, you know, hand-to-hand combat. And, you know, like my, I had a group of doctors out in Imperial Valley, California. They wrote a book. They had served over 10,000 patients with COVID, and not one went to the hospital, not one went to a respirator, not one died. And, you know, and what thanks do they get? The state of California says, hey, we want you up here in the star chamber. We got questions to ask, and because your license is going to be in jeopardy because of what you did.
Yep. It's so critical for people to understand how significant this is. And the persecution of the doctors who are exposing this stuff, it is ongoing, and it's about to get supercharged, right? Chelsea Clinton now, on behalf of the World Economic Forum, the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation is now leading this. They call it the big catch-up initiative, where they plan to inject as many children as possible all over the globe with these injections. That is in the process of being rolled out right now. The Global Health Equity Network, another project of the World Economic Forum, they want to get companies all across the world focused on their ESG score, and part of their ESG score will be imposing health equity on their employees. So we are far from the finish line when it comes to this global medical tyranny, and all the doctors who have been speaking out have been terrorized. In fact, there was one, Meryl Mass, up in Maine. She was actually hauled before a mandatory psychiatric evaluation for questioning the injections and recommending ivermectin. So this is just out of control, Bill.
It is. Got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman after this. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman, continues with us. As you were saying, Alex, this thing's out of control. I mean, first of all, anything associated with Bill Gates when it comes to, when it comes to vaccinations, I'm just weary about him, because when you hear that he is of the mindset that there's too much population for the planet to be able to sustain, that, I mean, they were saying it back when we were counting and there was about 3 billion people in the world or on the planet, and now we're at 8 billion. So he's got to really be freaking out, and we're going to let him handle vaccinations. I don't know. I just get a little nervous when I hear his name and vaccinations. It doesn't seem compatible to me.
No, it's completely out of the question. This is a man who comes from a family of population control fanatics. Actually, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates has repeatedly expressed his view, which frankly I find offensive and ridiculous, that there are too many people on this planet, that people are bad for the climate and other such nonsense. And he's openly described, actually, in a TED talk about 12 years ago, he publicly said that one of the ways that he's hoping to bring down the population of the world is through the use of vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he means abortions. Now, when he was called out on this, he said, well, we don't really mean we're going to kill people or sterilize people with vaccines. We just mean that, less children die because they're getting all their vaccines, then parents will have less of those pesky children, and so the population will go down that way. And yet, just a few years after those very bizarre statements, he was caught in partnership with the World Health Organization and UNICEF financing a so-called tetanus vaccine program in Kenya, which had already been identified by the UN Population Fund as a target for more population control measures. They were appalled that Kenyan women were having an average of 4.2 children per woman. And so Bill Gates and these other UN entities came in, did a tetanus vaccine program, and the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, they got samples of these tetanus vaccines. Only women and girls of childbearing age were eligible to receive them. So they took these samples, they sent them to laboratories all over the world. Every single one of them tested positive for beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone. And so what was happening, these women and girls were being injected with these vaccines laced with beta-HCG. Their immune system was then treating beta-HCG as an invader. And without HCG in their body, they couldn't carry a pregnancy to term. So what was happening is these vaccines were sterilizing Kenyan women in large numbers, and every single Catholic bishop in Kenya spoke out about this, and the media just tried to bury the scandal.
How does he get away with this, Alex? I mean, this is such an atrocity. There's something of, you know, that the Hague should come together on. I mean, to do this to a population with impunity, I mean, this is just something about where we are in our society that something so evil could actually take place.
Yeah, it really is. And if you think of the horror, I mean, for a lot of people, having children, that's like their raison d'être, right? That's like their reason for living is to produce children. The Bible actually explains that the very first command God ever gave us was to be fruitful and multiply. It says children are a blessing, especially when you go to countries like Kenya. Who's going to care for you in your old age, right? Well, it's your kids, of course.
Yeah.
So this is a crime of unspeakable proportions. The way Bill Gates gets away with it is, first of all, by showering much of the media with millions and millions of dollars. I mean, if you look at the list of media companies that Bill Gates is funding, it would blow your mind. Anything you can think of, Bill Gates funding is there. Newspapers, news networks, public broadcasters, everywhere you look, Bill Gates money is funding this fake news coverage. And also, of course, the big pharmaceutical companies are funding it.
Of course.
And then Bill Gates is partnering with through his money, all the public health experts, all the public health authorities. In fact, there was a time where he was the biggest donor to the World Health Organization, more than any other government in the world. And so when you're financing all the so-called scientists, all the public health agencies, and all the media, well, it becomes very difficult for anybody to speak out publicly and hold you accountable. But he needs to be held accountable. I think that much is clear.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and this also begs the question, is where is Bill Gates and the United Nations in pursuing the truth about where COVID all began?
They have no interest in finding out where COVID actually began because I think there are several hypotheses. I think at this point it's very obvious now that this came out of the Wuhan laboratory. And, of course, Bill Gates has a very, very close relationship with the mass-murdering communist Chinese dictatorship. This is open. It's acknowledged. It's not that it's hidden. He and the Chi-Coms are basically two peas in a pod. But even more than that, many of his American co-conspirators, people like Fauci, people like the folks running the National Institutes of Health, they were funding much of the work that was happening in this laboratory and much of the research that preceded it at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and at the universities up in Canada. So when you start digging into this, what you find is a giant criminal enterprise, and Bill Gates and many other powerful individuals are right smack in the middle of it.
Well, and this is why they had to be so vigilant about protecting it and not allowing doctors to speak up, and for the cumulative intelligence and experience of not only American citizens, but the citizens of the world. They needed to stay on top of that narrative to control their cash cow, right?
That's exactly right. And the amount of money being made here is enormous. You know, Bill Gates poses as a quote-unquote philanthropist, and really so many of these evil, evil madmen do this. They basically avoid paying taxes by stashing all their money in these tax-exempt foundations. Then they travel the globe in their airplanes owned by the tax-exempt foundations, and they ride on their yachts owned by their tax-exempt foundations, and they hold all their Pfizer stock in their tax-exempt foundations. So, and then they go around and they have the nerve to say, we need higher taxes, knowing full well they're not going to pay one penny of higher taxes. That's going to be on the backs of the poor and the middle class. It just makes you sick, Bill.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of Bill Gates, you've been doing a deeper dive regarding AI. AI has come into the radar realm of the American people. It's starting, to be noticed as to how pernicious AI can be. You've got some scientists recommending, hey, we need to slam the brakes on it. The others, like, the Faucis of the world, saying, heck no, full steam ahead, right?
Yes, and you know, frankly, I believe technology can be used either for good or for evil. You know, I'm not anti-technology in any sense. I don't have a smartphone. I never have had one, and I never will. But technology has really some wonderful applications. The problem is when technology is used by evil people for evil purposes. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves. That's what's happening right now with artificial intelligence. If you look at the leading players in this field, you have Bill Gates, again, at Microsoft. You have Google, right? And actually their vice president just resigned from Google and warned about this monstrosity they're creating with their artificial intelligence. We all know Google is about as evil as they come. They spent the last few years censoring us, silencing us, manipulating our elections. We know they were stood up with help from the intelligence community through DARPA and other federal government agencies. We know that they are as woke can be. We know that their ranks are completely filled with spies from communist China. And then one of the other big players in AI is, of course, the mass murdering dictatorship in communist China, which is getting something like half of the capital investments in their AI programs are coming from American investors through American megabanks like Goldman Sachs. So you look at the key players in this industry, all of them are wicked. All of them are radically opposed to the values that our nation was founded on. And you realize, wow, this is potentially the most powerful weapon of tyranny. It's the most powerful weapon of war. It's the most powerful weapon of control that has ever existed in human history. And it's all these bad guys that are behind its development. We need to talk about this right now.
Well, we need to have a discussion and understand what the threat is. It's clear and present. Also, we need to decouple. This has been my word for the last month or so, Alex, with our audience, is we need to disengage from all these nefarious elements that are doing us harm.
Yes, we do. And communist China should be, you know, number one target. World Health Organization is another one. World Economic Forum, the United Nations. I mean, we are completely surrounded by alligators, to use Martin. And, you know, right now, the Biden administration is just, you know, going full speed ahead. And unfortunately, Congress, you know, even though there are some good things happening with Republican control of the House, Congress is not taking this nearly as seriously as they need to be. You know, they're talking about a few hundred billion dollars worth of cuts. Meanwhile, our country is a millimeter from going over the edge of the cliff. We need to have some people in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals taking this crisis as seriously as it needs to be taken. This is an urgent existential crisis on multiple fronts. We need our elected officials to start treating it like that.
Well, and the American people need to wise up, Alex. We have got to become more vigilant. And again, one of these other mantras we've been saying on the show is you got to own the knowledge. Own your own knowledge. Don't just take our words from it. I mean, our hope is that we present the case to you. It causes you to do a deeper dive, be motivated enough to do some studying so that you know that you know. It's not just because Alex said it or Bill said it. It's because you know it to be a fact as to what's going on. Because this has been a purposeful march to dumb down the voter so that we could be overwhelmed. And this is why, you know, we have such a big divide in our country today, Alex. Is people have been rather laissez-faire about our country, our Constitution, and our freedoms. And this is the thing that's so vital about the American way of life and this great American idea. It's called freedom. And we must know what we're fighting for, right?
No question about it. And, you know, we also have this multi-generational dumbing down and indoctrination process taking place through the public school system. So, you know, you add that to the list of crises, you realize how that's driving it all. We absolutely do. As you pointed out, we need a renaissance of education. We need Americans to get themselves up to speed on who we are as a people, our history, and also the enemies that our freedoms and our republic are facing, or we are going to lose this battle. It's just that simple.
He's a senior editor for The New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. Alex Newman has been our guest. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extreme